Hope everybody's well. I'm Steve Smith, one of the directors at Raise the Bar, and I just want to give my thoughts on where I think the learning environment is moving to in 2023, just some of the predictions of areas of focus. Well, diversity and inclusion has been huge for us and huge for many clients throughout 2022, and we only see that accelerating. So there'll be lots of opportunities to really develop our people in those areas. We see that there'll be, again, be an acceleration towards developing the skills for managers to lead remote and hybrid teams. Resilience, we think, is going to be right back onto the agenda in creating resilient managers who can deal with change as we go into challenging economic times. As we look at different ways of working, we think that that will be right back on the agenda for our clients. Artificial intelligence is going to be huge too. There was the launch of some just mind-blowing products towards the end of 2022, and we see that accelerating through 2023 to have an impact on the learning environment. It will create challenges, but it will also create exciting opportunities. And we also see a shift back towards face-to-face training, face-to-face learning. For many, that's the preferred route to go down, but it's not without its challenges. For some, they'll be trying to push back towards it, but for others, they will have the realization of the benefits of online outweighing the challenges of coming together physically. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit now, just focus on that, because you've got to weigh up the positives and the negatives of both areas. But what if there was somewhere in the middle that you could also add into the mix, into your learning mix throughout 2023? So we have here face-to-face, we have online traditional, and there's a space in the middle for a mix of both, which for us is the metaverse. So all have benefits, all have negatives, but what's going to be right for you in 2023? So let's take a look at face-to-face. Traditionally, the way that we would prefer to work. Well, the challenge with that, as we know, is it's time-consuming, it's costly. It's not great for our organization's carbon footprint or the work-life balance of our people. Getting up early, traveling, getting back late at night. Does the learning really stick after all of that and the inconvenience of doing that? And just like online, the metaverse is neutral. Once you've got the headset, there's very limited costs. But more importantly, there's no peak train tickets. There's no hotels. There's no early starts. There's no day delegate rates. And there's no limits to where you can hold it. Face-to-face as well is you're limited to the environment. You're limited to the environment that you can afford. And also limited to the environment that's available. And some are better than others. Again, Meta gives you the opportunity to create infinite exciting environments with a real wow factor. The other challenge with face-to-face is you are limited to traditional forms of media. So PowerPoint, keynotes, flip charts. Compare that to the digital world of Meta, where you can touch, feel, where you can create new experiences, merging digital and physical worlds to work together in a new collaborative way. So again, there's benefits that you can find from that. And of course, the other challenge as well with face-to-face learning, as we found out to our cost, is there can be too much physical contact. COVID taught us that. And we know that recently. Our Christmas party was absolutely fantastic. One of the best things that I've been to in my whole career. But it brought with it a wave of illness as viruses spread throughout our team. So we've got to be conscious of all that going forward as well. So again, one of the challenges of face-to-face. So let's take a look at more traditional online learning, things like Zoom, things like Teams, Adobe, that type of stuff, which again, lots of people have really embraced, and I think are absolutely fantastic. You can get exponential growth in using these platforms, and I personally love them. It comes down to the organization that's delivering it for me and how creative you can be. But for many, it still brings some challenges. So some people will tell you that it doesn't feel like you're in the same room. Well, it doesn't. That's one of the disadvantages, but it doesn't mean that you still can't get a great learning experience on it. But then take a look at the middle ground of Meta, and we can put delegates in amazical digital environments that feel physical. They can feel as though they're sat next to each other or stood next to each other. It really is a very, very different experience that builds on both. One of the other challenges that people say it's two-dimensional, it's easy to switch off. Well, there is the case, that is the case of it, but it's also very, very accessible. it's very easy for somebody to log in and log out. It's not very demanding. It's a good way of doing bite-sized learning. If you do it right, you can spend a whole day on it. You can get all the benefits of being at home. So I get that it's a 2D experience, but there's also benefits with it. But then again, take that middle ground and change this up, and the metaverse gives you a completely immersive environment. It's online, but it feels like it's face-to-face, and you're completely in the moment. It's completely immersive. It makes the learner sticky. It makes it memorable. It's tactile. And again, we can supercharge beyond the physical, beyond the 2D environment, and create these incredible experiences that are only limited to our imagination. So all three have huge benefits. I can see the benefits of all three. And there's going to be a blend throughout 2023. That's where we feel it will go. There's definitely a space for Teams, for Zoom, for that type of learning. And we will continue to push that as much as we can as a really accessible, as a really affordable way of developing your people. And you can get great results from it. Face-to-face, for those who can afford it, for those who can bring people together, again, is a great opportunity. But the third option is also a powerful one, which we predict will develop throughout 2023. So whether it is face-to-face, whether it's online, whether it's meta, if the development of your people is important in 2023, then get in touch and we'd love to talk you through all of the options that are available to help your teams achieve their potential in the coming months.